although the job was wonderful, thoroughly enjoyed it, and I got wrapped up in it as well, but they were geared into, they had an hour's break, and you had to take that hour's break. It was in, the French seemed to enforce it, and so you get that. I mean, we didn't take an hour and a half, to be quite honest, but we did go and have a meal. We did walk around, and you did take that break, which in England nowadays, it seems to be getting less and less, I think. You know, we're working, we work hard and long, and I don't think it always does us an awful lot of good. And it's sort of built up. And I really would like to know what the difference is in other countries with diabetes, whether this is a British and American thing, or how it compares throughout the world. I know when, I think anyway, when Asians come to this country, they have a problem. Do they have the same problem out in their country? Is the problem in Japan? You know, there's a whole lot of other questions that we really do need to know. And it would help individually as well if you knew. I'm hoping, as I say, to try and, I don't know how I'm going to do it, get back to that sort of lifestyle of having but it is the big one, having a meal at lunchtime. I can't come home. All I know is that everywhere I've worked where you have been able to do it, I've genuinely, looking back over it, felt better.
What would your message be to someone newly diagnosed with diabetes?
Oh, find out as much as you can about it. It's come up with my brother-in-law in that I said to him, keep the diet going as long as you can. The trouble with insulin, and the trouble with insulin is